Blog Talk Radio.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you. Ooh, you're the only one. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? The shares of love around the place and even shed a tear. You're the only one who really knew me at all.
Against All Odds, and if you think about it, that's how Jason and Liz is, but not really, because Against All Odds, they will be back together, and we no longer have to deal with the slut of daytime. I saw the cat out of the bag. People who are in the guest room, I mean this album, who's a guest, go back and we sign in, and then you can talk to all of us. And I'm bringing my nice co-host on, and okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I can't get in. I'm signed in, but I can't get into chat for some reason.
You know, it's been doing that for like
time. It happens to me every time. I can't log into chat. I mean, I'm logged into the whole Blog Talk, but it won't let me go into chat. It's a pissing
really
me off.
Yeah, that's crazy because, we have so many people in the we have 7 people in the guest room. I mean this album as of now.
Oh, that's good.
Well, did you try and sign in and sign out again?
I have to sign out again, and I have to log out, and then I have to sign in again or whatever. And eventually, when I keep doing it, it lets me. But it takes me like 10 or 20 times to get in there.
Blog Talk, we are very, very sick of you not doing that. Bridget was here, and Bridget, oh, I'm so... Okay, boy. Hi, Shirley.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello, Shirley. Hi. Sorry we didn't have a show on last Wednesday, but Carly was sick.
Oh, what's wrong, Carly?
Oh, well, I had the worst stomach flu I think I've ever had in about 10 years.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, it was just, my end of the show Monday night, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I, you know, and for like the next 24 hours, I did not, you know, I mean, but the stomach flu is, you know, weird. Yeah, Blog Talk is being really sucky tonight because people are having trouble, getting in, kids having trouble getting in.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
But what is with Blog Talk?
Because I keep logging in, and I get to log in, and I'm signed in, but when I go into chat room, it doesn't let me in. It's not, it's like I'm not signed on in chat or something, and I have to keep logging out and logging in again, so I'm trying to log in again, and it's still not letting me log in again.
So who do you complain to?
I will email Blog Talk after the show. And it's really real because it has done, I mean, once Blog Talk blocked me out totally, like, all of it, and it would not let me in, and I had a show, and for, like, an hour, I could not get into it, but then it finally did.
Mm.
Oh, yay, Bridget's on the phone, too. Hey.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Okay, you guys, all I can say is you guys never won the stomach flu.
I've had
that
the stomach flu.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny about that because it just comes up on you, right? You know what I mean? It's just no warning.
No warning whatsoever.
And you're sick for the next 24 hours. It's really
weird. Yeah, and, you know, and I can't believe I'm going to say this on air, but we say everything on air.
Oh, you might as well.
Okay, well, in the 24 hours that I spent a lot of time in the bathroom, I was thinking, feeling as bad as I was, I'm like, you know, maybe I should redecorate the bathroom. It's ugly. And,
okay.
I mean, because I was thinking, being that much pain, that I know the stomach flu is going around, and, Dad is, Tara. Dad said, try signing through Facebook.
I did that one time, and I still had a hard time.
My God.
Even if you have a registered account, can you still sign in through Facebook?
Yep.
I could still sign, because I tried signing in through Facebook. I already have established account through Blog Talk and everything, but I'm wondering if it'll, I could try it.
So, you guys, okay, I'm going to, we are not.
Hey, Carly called her little cousin a bitch today.
Oh my God.
Wasn't
she,
though?
What happened?
Her a bitch today. Well, Carly called Lulu a bitch today.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's siding with Dante on this. You know, giving up Michael and everything, and at least, you know, she's letting her have it. How come she's choosing Dante over
her family?
Well, for one thing, they're being stupid. They're not listening to Michael. He wants to freaking confess. Let the kid confess.
I know.
They're not listening to him.
I don't think Dante should have just let it play out and then let Michael decide or whatever, but Dante's a really, he's a true blue cop, so he doesn't want Michael to grow up like, you know, Sonny does, but shouldn't it be Michael's decision, though?
Yeah, you know what, but, oh, go on.
No, I'm just saying that's like my part.
You know, this whole storyline is so stupid.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hmm?
Why, it won't let you?
It says, this Facebook account is not registered with Blog Talk Radio. Click OK. So I want to register it. Okay, so I'm going to register it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I hate is I love the Lulu and Colby's relationship, and I'm thinking, okay, why are you going to sing the right now? It doesn't make sense. You know, do I think Dante should have said anything? If I were Dante, I would have waited and see where the ship threw Sonny, you know, going down. And if Sonny did not go down, Then maybe, but the way I'll tell y'all, everyone, you know, there's so many people that, that messed this up. There's so many people. I don't think it was just like, you know, that's the Sunny and Jason under the bus. No, I think what really needed to be not through under the bus, if they called the police when they did and said, you know, Claudia is murdered, Michael did to protect Claudia, I don't think Zuri in this food, or even, you know, Mac, well, okay, sometimes Mac's common sense is not that great, but I just don't think that it would have blew up to what it blew up about, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I don't look at this show. This show is so stupid. I mean, here Jason's running around, and he wants to go to jail for so what does he want to do? Does he want to do Michael's time for him? I mean, what is that all about? I mean, it's so ridiculous. And I've been reading so much stuff. I mean, some of the spoilers. I don't read all the spoilers because when I turn to the spoiler page, the spoilers start from the top of the page to the bottom. I said, oh, I can't read this shit. But I skim over it, and I saw one where apparently Jason is in prison, and he gets stabbed, and then he goes to General Hospital, and I think Liz is his nurse, and I don't know, seemed like he says something, he calls out Sam's name, and she goes and she calls Sam to inform her that Jason's in the hospital. I said,
it's just a repeat of when he got shot, when he called.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's all it is a repeat.
Oh, I just keep doing the same things over and over and over. Oh, God. When is this show going to be canceled? it's awful. It's just so awful. Bad, 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 bad.
You know, I just, maybe it's just me. Oh, you know, when, you know, they did that storyline in the beginning a little way too fast, I mean, with the whole Claudia thing, because it was like, you know, let's get this story told, because Sierra Brown was leaving the show, and, you know, if they did it right, they could have, you know, done it in a good way, but okay, we are going to segue out of General Hospital for a moment, just because I was watching Young and the Restless last night, and another show I'm having just a little problem with. You know, if you're going to, if you're going to accuse the whole town of murder, why don't we put everyone in jail and, you know, do that? Why go after all the Newmans? Why do that? I mean, because, okay, there's a part of me that doesn't think Adam's not dead.
Well, who knows? Who knows? He could be still walking around. Who knows? Like, they can plant blood at any given time. You know, that's been, people have known to do that. So he could still be alive. But this storyline with the lookalikes is getting, it's sort of
thank you.
I was kind of watching. I said, now, wait a minute. You know, I mean, I know at some given point all the soaps can get stupid. You know, they all go through that stupid, like, you know, what the freak moment. You know, what is that all about? But now Lauren, she was going to kill Phyllis, but she didn't do it. Because, I don't know. And now Patty, she was supposed to kill Michael, but she didn't do it. I said, what is the point? I mean, you know, maybe somebody can take them both out of their misery and kill them both at the same time. I mean, it's getting a little silly.
I was reading one of the magazines that it said that Zach find out about Patty today, though. Clues in about Emily. Did that actually happen?
Right. He found
Patty's diary.
And he started, you know, reading the crap. So now he sort of knows that it's a possibility that he had been living with Patty instead of Emily, and that Emily's in the foam padded room.
Because Patty banned him from seeing Emily in the ward.
What made me laugh in a way is I loved how Sharon and Fierce, you know, led their little rivalry alone for a moment to help Nick.
I don't know, all the shows are getting a little silly now.
Bridget?
Yes?
I think we need to kill either ourselves.
I am sorry.
You know why? When Sammy was saving his life, I was screaming at the TV. I'm like, you don't want to do that. You really don't want to save this guy's life. When you find out what he did, you probably would not want to save his life.
I'm waiting for the give me the ice cream cake here. So.
So basically, I thought, you know, I just wanted to end with AJ getting away with it.
Oh, you know, I haven't even watched Days today. I haven't even watched them yet.
Well, hell, Hope, what did Hope do to Brady? Did she shoot him?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hope shot Brady?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding.
She whacked him on the back of the head, and then she shot him. Yeah, she went off the deep end.
Wow. Where did she shoot him, Bridget? Did she shot him? No, I mean, but which she shot him in the head?
I don't know exactly. I missed that part. I know I missed it between the time she hit him on the back of the head, and the doctor was with her, and he asked her, what did she do? And she's a man-hating boy. She's in out for blood.
She's out for, you know, she's got a thing against all men now, you know?
Yeah,
wow.
You know, that's what, I'm, like, thinking, okay, because I was thinking, like, wrote this on a piece of paper. You know, Abe, Justin, the male, and now Brady, what, does he have a problem? I mean, wow, and Eze, well, I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was trying to figure out, is there some kind of link between all of them, other than all of them being males? Is there some kind of a link? I don't know. And EJ and Sammy gets on my last nerve.
I know.
She's such a, I just want to take a frying
she's
pan.
She's such
and
an
go
idiot.
Side of head. What an
I
idiot.
Mean, she, I mean.
Gee, what an idiot.
She knows what they're capable of doing, but she's still going to move back in there. That's just.
That is ridiculous.
That's typical Sammy. I don't see what any man sees in her. She's so
well,
good.
Ray found Anna.
Oh, he
really?
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I think he's getting closer to where she's to finding her.
Oh. Where is she?
I don't know, but he was on the computer, I think, Friday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I gotcha.
Oh, yeah, I did see
and
Friday's
so,
episode.
Yeah.
Right, I did see Friday's episode.
So hopefully here soon,
wow.
AJ's time is going to come to an end.
I hope so, because, you know, come on.
Terry, what do you think?
I'm sorry, what were we talking about? I was like, I'm trying to do this, like, I'm having a hard time. I created a new account for Blog Talk with my other email address, and it didn't send me no confirmation in my email.
I'm looking at spam.
Yeah. Damn.
You know, we were talking about Days and this whole easy thing, and you know,
I think
you know
they,
that
like freaking get out of Dodge City or something. He's, like, really pissing me off. He thinks he's such a hypocritical guy. I mean, there was a statement he said to Nicole the other day when she was in the hospital, when she was interviewing him. He said something like, you're not going to get away with anything anymore or something or whatever. I'm not going to let you get. And I'm thinking, how dare he say something like that? He's been getting with murder ever since he's been on the show. He should be in jail for all the stuff that he's done, you know?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The gal that plays Adriana on OTL is on Gossip Girl.
Wait, Adriana. Oh, really?
Yeah, I just saw her. The girl that plays Adriana on OTL, One Life to Live, is on Gossip Girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, she had it. Well, at least she got herself a job.
Well, yeah, and tonight at 1 o'clock, and it comes on at 10, on Criminal Intent, Jessica from One Life to Live is going to be on now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and what was I going to say? No, I just, you know, I mean, I really thought with this whole easy thing would, you know, be, you know, quickly, but it's not done quickly. And when does Bo come back?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but I think that General Hospital right now is boring to me.
It is.
Well, and today was the last air date for the little Morgan, so the new Morgan starts.
Oh, that's right. Oh, they
the next media
mom,
picks,
but...
yeah.
You know what? I mean, I understand that they're doing this, but, you know, for storyline reasons, but it's like they're going to cast all the other, next thing you know, they're going to cast Christina as somebody else or Molly.
It's a sad commentary, really. It's a sad commentary. I look at this once great show, and now it's in the toilet.
Well, what the F moment was, Bam was on, and she wasn't supposed to be on all week.
I know, that was a really what the fuck. Oh, did I just say that?
It was a what the fuck moment when she was
there. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was, what was I going to say? Oh, you know what? Another what the, you know, tonight the swirling thing goes out the window. Oh, by the way, if you guys are having a really bad day this week, tonight or whatever, go to Late on Radio. And we had a show Saturday night, you guys. And, oh, my God, it was bad. It was bad. It was so bad, you guys. I mean, it was funny, but it was bad.
Oh, you all had a show Saturday night?
Well, yeah, and how should I put this in a nice way? Yeah, some people were having a really, really good time because all the words went out the window and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Christy was drunk.
Oh, well, maybe that's why, because she was drunk, because she's very, you know, I try to respect her wants. You know, she doesn't want you to talk about the actors, only the characters, and as far as the foul language, you know. So I try to, you know, to respect that.
Yeah, and Dragon Lady, if you are, I know you're in this album, if you want to call in and tell us more about that show, because that was, like, the funniest, weirdest show I bet, you know, because they were, like, not thinking when they were drunk. So I kind of took over the show, asking Dragon Lady.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. Oh,
kind
Lord.
Of,
look out.
I'm so glad I was entertaining Fireman all weekend. That's all I got to say.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, man. I've never seen such hot men in my life.
Really? Where?
Oh, I had a ball.
Okay.
I had a great time. It was fun.
All righty now. Would you go to a dance or something? All righty.
No, I was just telling you guys this. You know, you guys need a laugh. That will make you laugh because it was one of the funniest things I've ever witnessed in my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you girls hear about this PA that Kelly's supposed to have with Jason Thompson?
Yeah, I've heard about it, yeah.
Got it too, yeah.
No, I thought that was rather strange because she doesn't really do those, you know. I mean, I know she and Steve's supposed to have one when in July or something. But why, Jason? I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, you know,
she ain't going nowhere. she ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Like, we're stuck with Kelly Monaco.
We're stuck with the hooker.
Oh, gosh, well.
Did anybody see the tweet from NLG? She got her hand slapped, I guess, because she won't be on for a while either.
Who?
Alexis?
Oh, really? What happened?
Apparently she got on her Twitter and said something that she won't be filming for a week or 2 weeks because she got in trouble or something for saying something.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That is interesting.
But I think Kelly Monaco's in the doghouse, too, because of her little drunk thing at Stagecoach, too. So
you better watch
her little butt.
Oh, you guys, hold on. We haven't ended the call.
Okay,
Blog Talk. Oh, okay, they hung up. Okay. What was I going to say? No, I mean, I think Kelly Monaco will get in trouble for what she did at Stagecoach. That was really, really bad. Terry, are you in, or is this still giving you trouble?
I'm just giving it up, because I've been trying to, for like the longest time, trying to get in. I'm just like giving it up. I'll just, you know, talk on there.
Well, you're good talking.
It won't let me. Well, I'll like sign in. It'll let me sign in sometimes, but it won't let me get into chat or something. I'm still a guest in chat, but so when I log into the, like when I the last time I got in there just a little while ago, I was signed in, but I wasn't signed in chat room, so I was still a guest. It's really weird. Every time I go on here, it does that to me. So, I could try to log in again and see what happens.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Nancy Lee Grom would get herself in trouble, because she has got herself in trouble before about saying things online and everything, when that whole Greg Vaughn debacle happened.
I don't think she really cares. To be honest, I think she's ready to go.
Really?
Yep. Her contract's up in June, and I don't think she will be fine.
And she can take her daughters with her.
Bullshit. Oh yeah, take all three of them.
She can take all three of them.
Yep.
They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going. Well, at least, I don't know. They ain't going
nowhere. Well, I mean, I just think it will be very surprising if Nancy Lee Grom signs, because she's obviously not happy, and, you know, and if that happens, please, Nancy, take all you on-screen dollars, please, I'm begging you. We don't need them.
I'm sure she's not the only one that's unhappy but some of them are sticking out, you know, and then Steve signs for another year. People are wondering about that. They say, what is it all about?
It's all about the paycheck. That's it. Yeah, I think that's all he cares about anymore.
I know. I guess he needs a
job. And you can't blame the guy. You got to get a job where you can get it.
Yeah, I know.
Did you guys? I don't blame him. Oh, did you guys hear that? Oh, gosh, I'm going to mess up her name. But I don't know if any of you guys ever watched As the Road Tunes. Oh, God, what was her name?
Helen Wagner.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's...
Redgrave died, too.
What?
Redgrave died, too.
I know. I wasn't surprised with that because...
A year after her niece died, Natasha Livingston.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's
almost... And her brother died, too, with, like...
What?
Not even, yeah.
Who did?
Red
Who?
Grave's brother.
Wow.
Because she died a year, a little over a year after Natasha Livingston died, and then her brother died right before she did. Of course, she was battling breast cancer for the longest time, so.
Oh, see what? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear what happened in Nashville today? The Grand Ole Opry got flooded.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. See, Tennessee, they were having some problems, you know. It's
been a lot of deaths.
I know. It's awful.
It's
and then over the weekend, New York had a bomb threat, you know, down by the...
Oh, yeah, what is that about?
Yeah, they found this, it was this SUV with some kind of bomb and stuff in it, and I believe it was two street vendors that noticed this SUV parked there. The smoke was coming out, so the vendors called the cops, and the cops came, and, you know, apparently the car was running, you know, and... Anyway, you know, they saved a lot of problems, you know, so that was a good thing. I said, Lord, I tell you, it's always, every day is something.
Yeah,
it's
not
the weather, it's some other crap or mudslide.
The weather's been here, I live in California, this has been weird. Today, but like last week it was like all kind of like rainy, well not rainy, but it was like, you know, like cloudy or whatever. It looked like it was going to rain, it was windy. Like, today, it was, like, hot, kind of, and it's like, wow, weather, what's going on with this weather, man?
I know,
because,
well,
it was muggy today here, and, Seattle is not known for being muggy, unless it's, like hot, but it was muggy. I'm like, I don't like this, and, oh, Brenda, okay, so I watched last week's Army Wife. I haven't watched this week, but let me tell you, that was very good of, oh, my God, what's her face's name when she turned on the microphone?
Oh, that was great, wasn't it? I thought that was the best.
What are you talking about?
Army Wife.
Oh, okay, all right. I don't watch that, though.
Well, Army Wife was really good, and, you know, I just think when that happened, that was, like, the best thing that happened in so long. I liked it. But I am blaming Terry on my new show, Addiction. Okay. Happy Town. She goes.
Oh,
she goes,
you watched Happy Town? Yeah.
That okay,
was
yeah.
Pretty interesting, yeah.
Okay, she goes.
It's going to be one of these weird shows.
You're blaming me.
Well, she goes.
What did I do?
You told me to go watch it.
Oh, I told you to watch it, and you said, oh.
And I listened, and I'm like, I am not going to get emotionally invested in this show. I'm not going to get emotionally invested in this show. I guess right now I'm emotionally invested, thank you, because I want to know what's up, best dude. On the third floor. I would love to live in a town that has bread, like smelling all bread all the time, okay? So this show has grooming. This is not good.
Well,
it comes back on Wednesday.
Hey, Shirley, did you watch it?
Yeah.
What do you think? Who do you think the magic man?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, like this is just the first show.
I know, but
introduce the different characters.
I'm thinking it's the other guy that end of the show. Remember, he
Oh, you talking about what's Sam O'Neill?
Sam Neill's character, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I really can't.
I don't know, but he's weird, isn't he?
Isn't he weird? Yeah.
In fact, you know, like I was telling my sister, that something about that apartment, is it some kind of rooming house or something? I mean, everybody seems strange to me. Those older women in there, they seem, I don't know, there's something that's quite not, it's just not right there. You know, well, naturally enough, but I mean, as soon as the show came on, there was a murder, so it took off from there. But apparently that young girl came there purposely, was she looking for someone or something? Because after the woman told her, don't go up on the third floor, you know, whatnot, and she's going on the third floor. So I'm trying to figure out what is happening on the third floor. What is happening on the third floor?
Well, remember in the show, the father was saying something about Chloe, but he was kind of in a trance, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not that girl is Chloe at the end of the show on Wednesday. I mean, yeah, was it Wednesday or Thursday or whenever it was on?
Wednesday.
Chloe, so I wonder who Chloe is now, huh?
I don't know, but it's interesting. I said, well, I'll see, because flash forward is, I don't know. I don't feel very good about flash forward no more. I get confused, you know, and how they're doing it.
I'm confused.
I hate these timeline shows, boy. Back and forth, back and forth. And this one had a flash forward, and that one has a flash forward.
Oh yeah, and then Bridget, Grey's Anatomy.
That
is a show that you should not eat when you are hungry or whatever. Because, you know, the thing that was in the guy's stomach or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, I didn't see that one coming. And I honestly, to gosh, I screamed. I'm like,
oh, wow.
You know, but, I mean, I'm enjoying Grey's Anatomy. Jason and Liz forever goes, can they please bring back Amelia. Dang, I miss her. Well, she won't be on 24 when that goes off.
Oh, she was on 24?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, okay. How come all these people can get these primetime gigs and he can't get shit? I don't understand. And he's a good actor.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you guys, Cherry had a really good birthday, and she's 31.
Happy birthday. Yeah, well, she told us she had a birthday. I don't know how old she was, but that's, God bless you. It's 31.
I'm
31. Oh, gee. I remember when I was 31.
My niece made an ice cream cake for me for my birthday, because it was my dad's birthday on Friday and then mine on Saturday. And so made an ice cream cake. So we went over to the house, to my mom's house, and she kind of just made it kind of like it had a few hours ago, and it was like melting, you know. And so it was like really good. And so she said that she's going to keep it there and bring it home to me, or bring it over here so it could, like, you know, get frozen or whatever. And she hasn't come and bring it. And I've got a big sweet tooth right now. And I could use a piece of ice cream cake.
Oh, wow. What kind of cake was it?
I texted her to bring me it, but she's probably really busy with her job as a hairstylist, so.
She works as a hairstylist?
Yeah, she's a hairstylist. She works at a salon. And.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's she's going to be 20. She's going to be 22 in May. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, all right.
And then my birthday is on Thursday. She's going to be 11, and then my other niece is going to be 22 on Monday. So we got all these May birthdays, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just how it is in my family. We have my brother and my niece all in April, and then my dad's birthday is tomorrow. And then my birthday is in June, and then my mom's birthday is in June. And then we have all the wedding anniversaries in July.
Mm-hmm.
I know, so many.
I think with Young and the Restless, if that, you know, Patty needs to, like, go bye-bye and be neighborhood from again.
Well, she will soon, because both those storylines, you know, it's actually the same storyline. The Sarah and the Patty thing, they're coming to an end, because apparently what's her name? Catherine's husband. You know, he was a pilot, so I guess he has a plane or something, and he's flying Kevin.
It's a helicopter
over by the zoo, so they can search for Donna.
Sorry. Okay.
So I thought that was funny. I said, all of a sudden he has this. He was this war hero, and he has his pilot license. I said, only in soaps.
And he's got Kay in there with him. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
they're in this helicopter
funny.
With night vision glasses.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. It's
funny.
Like I said, this 90s show is getting a little silly now. It's getting a wee bit. But I tell you, with all the silliness, it's still better than General Hospital.
You know, what I thought was funny on Young and the Restless when, everyone was, they didn't have everyone in the room, but they were saying, we got to keep our story straight. Which one of us really killed Adam? I thought that was funny. Oh, and I'm not really happy with how, I'm not falling in love with Eden Rieger playing, it will come to me. Really?
Really? You.
Okay, who else she plays, okay? I'm just not feeling it. I am not feeling it at all. I am not feeling the love for Eden Rieger on Young and the Restless.
She hasn't been on that much, though. She's only had a couple of scenes since she's been on the show. Right?
I know. I'm a big buddy.
I can understand. Gonna... Usually I say, give him a chance, but I don't know. I'm not feeling her either.
I think so. She's going to be the one that outs Patty, though, because gave her that
because of the
DNA.
DNA thing.
So I think she's going to get a run.
But I'm going to tell you, Jack, now Jack is trying to get inside the room, but the doctor says, I'm sorry, but your wife gave us strict orders that you... are not
I know. I'm like, what? Well, my hold on. I'm like, what? Her name? Oh, thank you, Dragon Lady. Her name is Heather. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. And, but I'm trying to give her a chance, but, because, they didn't even dye her hair the same color as the other actors. I know that doesn't make a difference, but
no,
I was just thinking on him. And is everyone happy with Lost?
You know what?
Are you understanding
I'm still,
it
I'm
now,
still
Sarah?
Lost.
Are you still lost, Bridget?
I'm still lost.
okay, Bridget. When the final show comes on, we're gonna have to really dissect my friend. I have a really good friend. She's like my best friend since eighth grade or whatever. And I was talking to her the other night, and I was asking her. I go, Michelle, what is going on Lost? I'm confused. And she was really really dissecting it for me, but I forgot everything.
Oh, good. Good for her.
Well, at least last week's episode, they were doing the underneath. They were explaining it. Underneath, as you were watching.
What was
so
that?
They underneath the screen,
the show,
they were doing some little blogs underneath the scene to explain what was
really?
Going on. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
But I was still on.
I guess most people don't know what
repeat.
The hell's going on.
Last week's one was a repeat.
Oh, really? Why would they do that when, the show is coming to an end and... What's going on?
Nothing. Just trying to still log into this thing and it's not letting me do it. I'm just giving up.
It's okay to give up because it's not being nice to you.
Yeah.
But no, everyone I've talked to is totally lost about Lost. They, what I hope? They don't, go over, I hope when they figure out, everything, I just hope they don't leave the fans in, like, this big cliffhanger for the rest of their life. I think that's bad because Las Vegas did that to me because they didn't know they were not coming back. And they left so many cliffhangers on Las Vegas, I don't think I ever forgave them for that.
Well, Las Vegas, well, I mean, they got canceled, whereas, you know, Lost, they're going off. You know, that's a different thing. You know, they just yanked their ass off the TV. I watched it for some part of the first season that Las Vegas came on. I mean, it was all right. Nothing to write home about. But it's just so very few really good shows on TV now, and especially with summer coming up, you can forget it because now they have all the summer replacements and probably some reality shows thrown in for good measure. And then there's always General Hospital if you look at something that sucks.
Well, and one of Terry's favorites coming back June 3rd.
Who?
What's that?
Burn Notice.
Oh, yeah. Burn Notice.
Oh, Burn Notice?
I love that show.
You know,
show.
I said I'm going to get into that because my sister and her husband watched that. And I watched it a couple of times, and it's good. It's good. But for some reason, when it comes on, I'm either looking at something or I'm doing something. I don't know. But they have the reruns that come on.
It's called Drop Dead Diva or something.
Oh, I love that show.
It's a good show.
It is a good show.
That cute guy, the lawyer, the guy that she loves, you know, the guy that works there, you know, and everything. And I really want them to get together so bad. But now at the end of the season finale, her husband as the one that she took over, the body that she took over, her husband is, she didn't realize that she was married and he's come back to town. I wonder what's going to happen there.
I know. That could be very interesting since she's dating that other lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just love this show because it teaches you a lesson that what's on the inside or what's on the outside doesn't matter. It's what's on the inside that counts, like type of a thing. So there was an episode where she didn't feel good about her body that she got into, you know. But I thought that was I liked how they write that show.
Uh-huh.
And there was one episode where she was daydreaming that he knew who she was, that the guy knew who she was and that they kissed and everything, and which was really funny. I thought this has got to be a dream. It's too good to be true for her.
Oh, and I promised Christy I would mention this. She comes back on the air for another show, May 14th, and at like 7 Pacific, and we won, both of us won everyone to, in about a week, go to the ABC Sub Magazine, tell out the, well, okay, I'm trying to say this without legal ramifications for me. Okay, go to the store, get this Smackdown, and vote for Jason and Liz. We are going to beat them again in the Smackdown, and if you need to buy 2 or 3, but you don't really need to buy it, if people get my hint down there in radio daytime after dark land, you really don't have to buy it. You just can just, the two pages can accidentally fall over, and there you have it.
You can actually fall over. Okay.
Fall over. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh my god.
I'm trying not to get myself in legal way on my vacation, but I'm just saying if like the two pages kind of was, I don't know, already ripped out. Oh, anything just, you know, go for it because I really want laid on to win the SmackDown. And really, they sold so much for the magazine. It's not really that you're stealing them, because you're not. You're just borrowing those two pages. So if you need, like, a clear conscience on that, just think of me and just think, you know, I'm the one that talked you into it. So if anyone gets arrested, just call me and I will try and help you.
Get arrested? Oh, come on.
I'm just saying that, you know what, no, because I want them to win the SmackDown so bad.
So if they win the SmackDown, what is that going to prove? You know, don't they always win those couple polls?
Well,
and stuff
but
like
this
that?
This is different, and we all know Razon is coming, and you know it's coming after Becky's maternity leave, and you know, I mean, we only have to hopefully have to see Zay Slut in one more stupid love scene.
Well, I was reading, it looked like they're having more than one love scene.
Yeah.
I was reading.
Because they're supposed to be lost in each other next week or the week after.
Okay. I just ate some french fries. Now, I don't want to be puking them out right now.
Wait. How the fuck you get french fries?
Oh, shit. Jeez.
My sister went to In-N-Out and she got my dad something and then my niece. And then my niece didn't want the rest of her french fries, so I just ate some french fries. So
in and out?
Yes.
In and out?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to say, ladies, before I forget, I finally found a website where I could watch Spartacus.
Which website is this?
Got to see 1 through 13. Yes, I did. And oh my gosh, I'm addicted.
I knew it.
Where are you
when
at?
When he killed all those people, I was like, yes, thank you.
I know. Wasn't that? Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
That's what I've been waiting for, some action. You know, when it first started, I said, oh, is this what it's all about? But then when
Hey, Bridget, what do you think about that girl, Mira? Do you like her or what?
Is she the one that he was the one
banging.
That she.
She's a slave, but he doesn't really want to get close to anybody because of his wife. He's still
close
to his
wife. But I think that's going to be his love.
But he is also being protective of his friend's wife, too.
Yes. I was so mad when they killed him off. I said, no, that's his BFF. Don't kill him off.
Oh, I know.
I was so sad.
I wish they would have killed that blonde bitch. I can't stand her.
Oh, please.
Who?
The one that killed that other girl when she was sleeping with Spartacus and she thought it was...
Oh, yeah.
She's awful. See, she's the one that started all that shit.
Yes.
I know.
Her and her husband both should have died. I can't stand them.
And that boy, he's dead now.
Yeah.
They didn't show you that part, but you knew what went down.
Oh yeah, I'm addicted now, so I'm gonna have to subscribe to Stars, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Brenda, can you email me or Twitter that website?
To Spartacus?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I'll Twitter it to you in a bit.
Yeah, that's fine.
The only thing is, you can only watch two episodes, and then you got to wait a few minutes to do the rest, which is fine, because I can watch
two
night, because it's from Mega Video, but it's free, so,
can't
play there, and it's good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay, Tia?
I'm just
coughed.
I was coughing. I got this tickle in my throat and drank some water.
Was the french fries from In-N-Out really good?
Yeah, but they were kind of cold though. But they were good though. Yeah.
Cold french fries.
Yeah. They're like good. I like them. I haven't had In-N-Out french fries in a long time. So.
Mm. Well, I haven't had. I love In-N-Out Burger. I love that place, but they don't have a meal in Washington because they suck. Washington needs to have really good restaurants, and they don't even have
In-N-Out. What's it called? In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Me neither. I've never heard of it either.
It's like the state, like really popular in California here. It's like the best I swear, there's like a in and out like where I live. It's like one of those drive through ones, and the cars are outside on the street practically.
Really?
It's really popular here. Yeah, they got really. That's all they have though. They don't have any like. It's not like a McDonald's thing. It's just burgers, shakes, and French fries. That's all that they have.
Oh, and there's hot dogs.
They do. They have hot dogs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I was in Arizona, my cousin got one.
Oh, I don't never noticed hot dogs when I ordered.
Come on.
Yes.
To go to In-N-Out just to check that out. I'm kidding.
You know what I just thought? You know what I just thought?
For a job today, I hate structured interviews. They ask
what
me
happened?
I went for an interview today for a job, another job.
Oh, what happened?
They asked me like 12 questions. I always get nervous when I go into them because it's one of those interviews. It's not like a normal interview where they just like you're in one-on-one with the person. They just ask you like questions or whatever. They ask you like the same questions that they ask every other candidate because they're looking for to see if you qualify or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do.
Questions. It's like because I only work with like high school kids or whatever, and a lot of the questions sounded like elementary or whatever, you know. And I just like I answered them the best that I could, you know, with the kids I work at, so I don't know. And I'm not a very articulate person, so I was kind of, like, fumbling with my words. I was getting nervous. I even told them that, you know, so.
But you know what? You're being way too hard
on
yourself.
Never tell them that, though. Never tell them that.
Hopefully they don't look at your fumbling, that they just look at your answers, because it's taped, you know. They tape you, record you, too.
Let me ask you this. When you go for a job interview, Terry, do you take your resume with a cover letter, or
you basically just fill out
an application, or
they
what?
Already have, because you go online. It's called this place called EdJoin.com for like an educational work, you know.
Everything
just,
is online now. Wow.
Yeah, you just upload your resume. Sometimes they want to I was supposed to upload my transcripts, but I didn't. But I just had to go down there to Pasadena and just sign my name and show them proof of my transcripts. But, now it's, like, all online now, and they should already have that information before you go to the interview. So.
Right. You know, I mean, it seems like that's what this whole thing is, you know, about putting it online. Now, they would read the ones, and then the ones that they're halfway interested in, then that's when they notify you to come in for the interview, right? I mean, I guess that saves a lot of times, you know.
And somebody said to me today, I was talking to one of the candidates who were talking together, and she said that on EdJoin, she said in the description part of the job, there was like 95 opening positions, and I'm like thinking, that's like a typo, because California is, you know, going through, like they're laying off in education, like teachers or whatever, parent educators or whatever. So I'm like thinking, that's got to be a big typo unless there's a big, for special ed, maybe they're needed, but 95.
Special ed, yeah.
Like too many to hire because we're in like a recession, so I would be surprised.
You know, I was just thinking about you in and outside, and I'm thinking,
yes.
When you come,
yes.
I thought, no, wait, they would not be good. Crap.
Yes.
You know, I know why you're doing that. You better behave yourself.
Yes. No.
Okay. There's a lot of those that are on Lifetime and TNT that are coming back for the summer.
Who?
Well, there are a couple, like, oh, my God. So this one with Ted Danson.
Ted Danson?
Yeah, and it's like Tristu, no, something, but it's really good. It's one of the highest TNT show, and that's coming this summer. And
Which one?
Okay, I'm trying to remember the show name, but it's with Glenn Close and
Yeah,
okay.
I can't think of the show because I don't watch it, but they say that's an excellent
Carly.
Show. Huh?
I was telling Carly's got brain farts.
Okay. Oh, Braveheart. Braveheart's always on. Every time I turn on TV, Braveheart. I mean, I love Braveheart. I've got Braveheart on tape. I've seen Braveheart 2,000 times. But every time you turn on your TV, there's Braveheart.
I want to see that movie, Letters to Juliet.
Oh,
I think
me
that would be a really good movie.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, with, what's her name? Yeah, the older actress. I can't think of her name now. Yeah, that looks very good. That looks to be very good.
Oh, my God, what a great movie. Yeah, I cannot wait for that. That movie looks really good. It, you know, it looks like a really good show. Oh, you could go see Freddy. And is it Freddy Krueger or Jason? Which one is it, Terry?
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, that was the number one movie.
The what?
Did you hear they're going to do a remake of The Wizard of Oz?
Oh,
what?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my
God. They seem to be doing remakes. And is this going to be, what is this? Is this the musical or it's going to be?
I don't know, but I read it on Twitter that they're going to do a remake of The Wizard of Oz. And I don't know.
Did they say who was in it?
I didn't. They didn't. It just, they said that's what they heard, there was going to be a remake of it.
Oh, what?
You that's all they're doing. All they're doing is remakes.
A lot of remakes lately.
Then they're going to be remaking Rambo. And what else did I hear?
You know what?
Rambo, you know, with
you know what's scary?
Fly, you know.
You know what?
Yeah,
Rambo.
Well, I know. I'm very surprised. Okay, but that, oh, God. And, you know, I heard this rumor that they are doing a thing for Flashdance. And
they're going to do another
Footloose.
Flash dance?
Footloose, too. They're going to do a remake of Footloose, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you know what's going to really piss me off? If they remake 16 Candles or The Breakfast Club.
I know, that will piss me off, too.
Those are classics. But you know what? Why? I don't know. Is it the world we live in? Everybody, there's nobody that can come up with an original idea? I mean, other than Avatar,
they can't come up with original ideas, huh? They have to remake the ones that did really well.
Lord. And then when they do remake them, they all suck.
Yeah,
Now, they said that Nightmare on Elm Street, that was the number one movie. Well, of course it is, because people are curious. But who knows how good it is, you know? I mean, who knows?
Well, that
was a classic. That was a classic movie, Nightmare. And I'm really not into horror movies anymore, but that was good. But after the first one and maybe the second one was, all the rest of them, then it started getting stupid, just like they all do, you know.
But no, the Letter to Juliet looks so good.
I'm a sucker for a classic love story.
Yeah, I love love stories, too.
And, I saw that preview when I went to go see The Last Song. And The Last Song was good, you know, but I cannot wait for the Love Story, because it actually looks really good.
There's also a new movie coming out with Queen Latifah that looks pretty funny, too, but I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I saw Coming Attractions of it last night. I don't know what the name of it is either.
Yeah, it looks funny.
Well, she's a good actress.
I love her. I
Queenie
think she's awesome.
Is a good actress. I said, who would have thought when she started rapping years ago? That's
uh-huh.
That was her M.O. She was a rapper. And then she started appearing in this movie, in that movie, and she's very talented. I like Queenie. Queenie's cool.
Oh,
lady.
I guess tonight I'm dancing.
Hello?
Dancing. People really did okay tonight, I guess, from the scoreboard.
Hey, yeah, people, you know, they're all getting pretty good. But I still think Derek and Nicole. I think they're going to win. But I'm going to tell you who's going to be right behind them is the ice skater.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good.
He's got
too.
To move
fact,
on him.
In fact, they got the first 30. It took them almost the show's over. And they, you know, actually Derek should have got a 30 weeks ago, but Len is such an idiot and such a stickler for certain things. He wouldn't give him the extra point. But it's good. They got some pretty good dancers on there. Even Niecy and her crazy self, she's having a ball, boy. They gave her a good score. She was so tickled. She said, "I can dance." So I said, "You go, Niecy girl." Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, I really like her.
She's so sweet. I'm gonna miss her when she does get booted off because she brings a lot of fun. You know, she brings a lot of fun to the show. You know.
Who do you think's gonna win American Idol? Anybody have an idea?
If it's not Crystal, then I don't know. You know what? I don't try to guess anymore because those shows have changed.
It's not really
about the talent. It's about who's the most popular.
Crystal. I have a prediction it's Crystal, but then again, Big Mike's been doing really good, too.
Yeah,
so
Mike's
I know it's
going to
probably come down between Big Mike and Crystal.
I like Casey, though. I like Casey.
Yeah, me too.
I like Lee too.
I like his voice. And, you know.
I think it's gonna, you know, like because one year when they had Ruben and Clay, I so thought Clay was gonna get it. And
I love Clay.
I
love Clay.
I know. I love
his voice.
You know, but what happened to Ruben? He hasn't been around.
He was on the show. He was on Idol not too long ago.
Well, yeah,
he still sings.
I think he got married.
Huh?
I think
he did? Oh, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, out of all the winners, Idol, Carrie, she's the most successful out of everybody. That girl has won every freaking award there is.
She's their greatest success story.
She can sing her ass off. Oh, my God. I love her.
She did one song. It was an 80s week. She did the Heart song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Such a great job with that. And that year, I couldn't vote because I was in England that year. My cousins were showing me, because you can't vote, of course, in England. They show you, like, the next day.
Wait until you could. You know how?
How?
You could on your cell phone.
I don't think I had brought my cell phone. This was back in 05, right? Yeah, I think it was in 05.
Okay.
And I was just watching it, and my cousins were, like, telling me, Tara, because they showed it multiple times, and my cousin's like, Tara, you're going to love watching Carrie Underwood tonight or whatever. So we watched it, and it was so good. I thought I would have voted for her.
I couldn't have voted
because they showed that it was a next day type of a thing, so they already had it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, that was the time I could have voted for her, like, a bunch of times.
Yeah, she's so good. She's so good.
She's really pretty, too. She is so pretty.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson is, you know, she's...
I like Kelly. Kelly was the first. Kelly's doing very well, also.
But I think, like you said, I mean, out of the... Kelly
Carrie
was the,
is the...
She the first
is
one
the
really
one.
Well, but Carrie's probably outsold everyone put
she
together.
She has.
She was the only one that really thanked American Idol for her success.
Exactly.
The rest of them just kind of blew them off like, oh,
I
I'm
did
good.
Not
good.
Like, you know.
On her Grammy, she did not even thank American Idol for that.
Wait, who didn't?
It's not for American Idol.
Exactly.
Wait, who didn't thank
Kelly Clarkson? Won a Grammy or something.
Oh, really?
Carrie was the only one. You know, they asked, what's the first girl who won? Good Lord, I just said her name.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly, you know, they wanted her to come back on one of the shows. This was a few years back, and she said no or something. I mean, you know, after she won, some of them get too big for their own good, you know. but not Carrie. You know, Carrie's, and I mean, it's, and it's true, because if it wasn't for that show, you know, then I mean, not to say that she wouldn't have gone on, you know, to have a great singing career, but then, you know, but if it hadn't been for Idol, you know, who, you know, it just moved things along, you know, and I don't, she didn't want to be on the show, but Carrie was the only one who really thanked the show. She was very, you know, she's just
I was so disappointed that she, because, you know, that's the difference between Carrie and Kelly. Carrie is so down to earth, and she's so grateful for all that she's got. And
yeah, and even when Kelly Pickler won, the brand new oldest.
I like Kelly. Yeah, I like
Yeah,
Kelly.
Well, she also sings American Idol too. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I really, oh, and you know who I thought would go by superstardom actor was Katherine McBee.
Oh, I can't take that girl. You know, she was she was such a little phony. Oh God, I didn't particularly care for her. I don't even hear about her anymore. I mean, I guess she's got her career going, but I don't really hear too much about her. But she tried to change her image. You know, she wasn't Miss Goody Two Shoes anymore. Started trying to get real sexy and stuff like that. You know.
Oh, you guys, next season, Julianne Hough is gone. Is going to be back on Dancing with the Stars. She's going to do another season of Dancing with the Stars next year.
She is? Oh, I miss my Julianne.
Yeah, well,
I
she's coming.
I miss my Julianne. Because, you know, she got off her thing. You know, I haven't heard her sing yet. My sister says she has a fabulous voice.
Oh,
I haven't heard her sing yet.
I thought she sang one night on, she came back on Dancing and did a whole song, yeah.
Did I hear her sing? Or didn't I? Wait a minute, my mind is going. Maybe. Yeah, she came back on, she came on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I did hear her. I don't know. But, so she's coming back to dance, huh? Okay.
Yep.
She misses her brother, Derek. I love Derek.
Oh, and by the way, I know a lot of people might not care, but the Daytime Emmys moved to Las Vegas, and the Daytime Emmy Awards is going to be June 27th on CBS.
Oh, so CBS is going to pick it up?
Mm-hmm. And
I'm really not interested, to tell you the truth. I mean, I can recall the year, every year I couldn't wait till the Emmys would come, the Daytime Emmys would come. I don't really give a hallelujah no more. And if I do watch it, I'm pulling for CBS soap.
Okay, well, nominations for this year's Daytime Emmy will be announced May 12th. And so, yeah, and let's see, what day is May 12th? Now I'm curious.
It's probably going to be on a Friday or Saturday.
Because the 14th is a Friday. So it's Wednesday, the 12th.
Oh, cool. Then if I don't like any nominations, I can vent about on the show. Yay! Because Terry knows which one I'm going to really have a cow if he gets it.
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you know, and, yes, I will be having a little cow. And, okay, Brandy goes, can we sing I Do After Sleep Forgot when she was on stage? She said she forgot to thank a lot of people.
Okay,
come
on.
That's
kind of no excuse. She should have. That should have been the first person she thanked.
You bet. That's right. Cause if it wasn't for that show, your ass wouldn't be up there thanking people.
Well, yeah, your ass would still be looking
right there.
Yeah, well, and you would still be working at Sonic's restaurant.
Right, right. Exactly.
I am bad, I know. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I had forgotten about that. You're absolutely right, Carly. Oh, God. Some people, they never think of what it took to get them where they are, you know. That is.
And the thing is, she's not consistent.
She's not.
She waits between albums. Carrie Underwood is like with album after album.
She's
like,
putting
yeah,
them out.
She's putting them out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly Pickler's, her two CDs did well, too.
Yeah.
She seems like a little sweetheart, too. You know, she has a great personality.
Yeah, I saw her last year, Kelly Pickler. I thought she was great.
Yeah. Yeah, she.
Oh, you guys, I just saw. You guys, I just saw the picture of the Grand Ole Opry, where the stage still is, and wow, it's flooded beyond flooded.
Oh yeah, they were talking about that on the news yesterday or today. Yeah, talking about how bad it was. I tell you. And now we're sitting here waiting for the oil stuff to come. I said, boy, every day is something. Now this oil problem.
Yeah, we're going to be paying for it, too.
You know, and I feel if it's not flooding, it's earthquakes.
It's every week, it's something. Every single week. It's something. And that's happened. Now, the oil thing, I mean, it's really going to be like a rollerball effect because that's going to mess up the beaches. And then for people who fish for a living,
oil
is going to be killing them.
Animals.
And it's going to wreck the tourism for Florida because people come for the beaches and everything. And so it's really going to be a grand mess.
And where do you live? In Florida? Do you like?
Oh
to live?
Well, I've only, but you know that doesn't bother me. I'm in Central Florida.
Yeah.
I'm an hour away from Orlando.
Okay.
Mhm. So like I'm right in the middle, and I'm an hour or so away from Tampa. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a place called Highlands County. So,
Well, you know, that's good to know because, you know, sometimes when I see Florida, like, on the news, so I'm like, oh, yeah, we are supposed to have, like, thunderstorms and wind. It's supposed to be windy, like, 50 miles per hour.
Wow.
And, okay, and when I took
50 miles an hour gusts all day today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're
supposed to get snow tomorrow and Thursday.
Wait,
so
what?
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's cold. It's pretty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we had 94, 95 degree weather here today.
And you didn't go out walking, did you, like the last time?
Well, you know, I went out because when I'm home, I wait till the evening, you know, when it's cool down. I was talking to my daughter. She said, Mom, she said, I don't know. And she said, are you going to really go out? I got to get my little walking exercise, and I like to do that. She said, I don't know about today. And when I turned on the TV and looked at the weather and saw the temperatures, but I still ventured out, but I only went around my building one time. I said, get your ass back in that building. It's just too freaking hot, man. And this was at after 6 o'clock, you know, it was still humid and sticky and, hot. I said, good Lord, if it's like this now and summer hasn't really started yet, Lord, what is it going to be like?
I know, I'm not looking forward to the...
No, because they said since we had such a bad winter, the summer is going to be just as bad.
Does that mean we'll be more like cold in the summer?
Uh-huh.
Like... When we have a bad winter, that's when we get the hot weather all summer long.
Mm-hmm. But you see, it's Florida, so Florida is warm. I mean, we have our cooler months, though. It's not 95 degrees, you know, every month, of course, you know. But still, today was kind of whacked. And tomorrow's supposed to be around 90. Then I think we get some couple of rainy days or something. But it's been very warm. Look at Sherman Hemsley. Look at Sherman Hemsley. Look at him.
So Terry, what are you up to?
Just listening. I'm still on here. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Well, is there anything good coming out of General Hospital for the far future or something? Is there any glimpse of hope? Is there
lining? Yeah, well, you know what? I have hope. I have hope.
I know. Probably,
I don't know where it's fucking coming from half of the time.
It's all about Michael.
Oh,
and you know what? That's another thing. You know, that's another thing. You know what? I was doing a happy dance with someone that injured me. Well, I found out that the slump wasn't going to be on until Friday. I was like in this happy mode. And then, you know, I find out she was on today for a little bit. I'm like, come on. Please, send her away on vacation. Say that she has done too much overtime like they did to Pio Rocco.
Let me ask you guys something. Now, when Steve signed this last contract, I mean, no one really knows. I'm just reading stuff that they said. But at the time, it said that, you know, he wanted more time off with his family and stuff. I said, well, has he had that? Has he had more time off? Do you know if he's had more time off?
I don't know.
Because it seemed like when I'm reading stuff, you know, so I mean, I know that they tape shows and whatnot, but I'm really wondering if he really got the time off. And as far as money, it's not really about the money, because didn't they all have to take pay cuts?
Yeah.
So it can't be about an increase. And now he signed his contract already. I don't know. Some people say, well, maybe he knows something that we don't know, and he had to give up this year in order to get what he wanted to say. I ain't buying it.
Okay, I can't even think for a moment. Oh, yeah. Bridget, they said that I went in the Survivor Weekly that Bill Houghton is coming back for Alice's service, but it will be a new Bill Houghton because the portrayal of Paul Carl, Edward Mallory, and Christopher Stone has all died.
Well, yeah. So.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know Edward Mallory was. I didn't know he passed away too.
Oh yeah, I can't remember when, but yeah, I knew that. But yeah, that's cool. Wonder who they're gonna put in for him then.
This new guy, well, he's not new, but like I've seen him like on a primetime show, but I don't remember well. And so yeah, but I thought that was, you know, interesting. Because, you know, so yeah, a lot of people are coming back for this, and I hope Carrie yells at her mom.
Do you know what actually happened or what?
What?
Do you know when the episode's going to air or no?
Well, they are saying late May, early June. Kayla's first air date is June 17th.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, that's my sister's birthday, June 17th.
Well, yeah, and but I guess a lot of people that they did not mention, but a lot of people are coming back for this. I mean, there's going to be more people coming back for this one than they had when Tom Houghton died.
Well, I hope they get over this hope thing because it's starting to get.
Oh, I know. I'm leaving.
I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
I can't believe that she shot Brady, Bridget. She shot
him. I know.
Him.
Oh, I was. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow. She's really.
Yeah.
I mean, now she was going to shoot EJ, but the doctor stopped
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Well,
you
she
know,
got
but,
Brady. I don't know exactly where she shot him, but. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, and you know what? In another really weird twist, she saw to nephew in a way because Brady is Bo's nephew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole tried to seduce Brady before.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She came over and unbuttoned her shirt down to her bra and tried to...
Sir.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
But it didn't work, huh?
Oh, no. He pushed her out the door, said, I'm going for a walk. You better be gone by the time I get back. Well, she saw What's-Her-Butt's phone at the house and saw the text. She went to go help her sister retrieve something from her... She lost something on her computer for her class, so she was helping her.
Oh, this was Ariana?
Yeah, Ariana. She comes walking in. Nicole comes walking into the pub and starts pretending like she's on the phone talking to Brady and saying a bunch of stuff. And, oh, thank you so much for helping me and all this stuff.
Oh,
and had
wow.
her blouse down again.
Oh,
and,
Nicole.
Oh, yeah. It was like, gosh.
Oh, brother. Mm-hmm. What's happening with, did they show Daniel and Chloe today?
Yeah, they did, but Chloe was really letting Carly have it at the end, I think.
Yeah, because that guy from the motel put her in her ear that somebody was messing with her, making it think that Carly was the one messing with Chloe.
Oh, but it wasn't.
And it's
it
Vivian.
Yeah, it was Vivian.
Yeah, so she was getting in Carly's face about it. But see, Stephanie, and I can't stand that girl.
I can't take her
either,
Bridget. Oh, I can't take
her. She was trying to find out
why Philip
said he was get out of Philip what happened because he made a comment to her about, oh, how'd he put it, that he did something wrong or did
mm-hmm.
something stupid or something.
I hope she don't find out. Oh,
no, she's trying to.
Oh, jeez.
She went to Adrian and talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she will.
I can't stand that girl. I just like to slap her through the screen.
You and me both. I can't take her. Boy, did they mess up her character. Ooh, baby.
Boy.
They turned her around. They did 180 on her.
Yeah, they really did.
She was the original, you know, little goody two-shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's a biatch of the show, or
yep.
one of them.
And then Melanie And then Melanie was asking Carly about Chloe, and if she was good for Daniel, and Carly said yeah. And then they kind of did a mother daughter bonding today.
You know what I think?
Oh, gag.
I like Melanie. I'm starting to like Melanie.
Yeah,
I like Melanie, but Melanie, she gets on my nerves sometimes. Oh, God.
Okay, guess.
Shaker.
Yeah, guess what, you guys? Friday, Maggie collapses, and guess who comes to her rescue?
Who?
Victor.
Oh, geez.
Oh, really?
And no. Get this. And then we'll be spending a lot of time bonding.
Oh, no.
Who are going to be bonding?
Maggie and Victor.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm liking that.
When Grandpa Song passed away, was it last year or the year before? And after, you know, he passed away, I thought, you know, they're going to finally put Carolyn Caroline and Victor together. They're you know, I was so thinking they were going to go that way, and it looked for like a moment that they were going that way, but then they didn't go that way.
Well, do they have a past? Because I haven't always watched this show. Do they have a past? Were they married at one time or something?
Wait, which one?
Victor and...
Maggie?
Yeah, Maggie.
No.
No.
Yeah,
he was chasing after Bo's mom.
Okay.
He was always chasing after her.
Victor's funny though. I love his one-liners. Boy, he has
He's such a snarky person. Oh, it's funny.
Isn't he Lyle Wagner's father?
You remember
Lyle Wagner? He used to be on the Carol Burnett Show. Is his last name Wagner?
No,
it's Aniston.
Huh?
It's Aniston.
Oh.
He is in real life Jennifer Aniston's father.
Yeah. Oh, he's Jennifer Aniston's father. Okay. Why did I get Lyle Wagner? Oh, well.
I thought, oh, my God, they're not, you know, going to go there, but I guess, I guess it was weird, but it's, you know, nice, because I think Victor is really good. Sometimes he just makes me want to laugh.
He cracks me up. I love it. I love when he talks to that ditz Vivian. Oh, my God. I am on the floor. He's just, he's insulting her, and she just stands there. She's a nut job, man. She needs to be on drugs, because that woman is, she's wild.
Oh, man.
She is wild.
We saw John Black passed away, you know, a year and a half ago, and Vivian was the one that did all his service arrangements, and then when Vivian came back, and he came back without Ivan. I'm like, what's up with that? I liked Ivan. You know, Ivan was funny, wasn't Vivian and Ivan funny?
Yeah. This new guy she's with, I think he's going to turn on her.
Yeah,
who is this guy? Like her man Friday or something? Who is this guy? He does her bidding?
I think he's going to turn on her at some point, because just by the things he says to her.
Yep.
I think he's going to do a turncoat thing.
But, you know, because I think he's trying to protect her and her stupid-ass self. He told her not to do that thing, you know, what she did to Carly and to Melanie, you know. And he was telling her that was going to come back and bite her in the ass, you know.
Yep.
But she's so hard-headed, you know, and things didn't work out.
Yep.
Things didn't work out the way she wanted them to.
I know we better have lots of boxes of tissues for that memorial.
Oh, God.
Because I have a feeling they're going to do a lot of montages.
Well, you know what? I mean, like I said last week, I really, you know, never fell in love with the Palmer Colvin character, but crap, that even had me crying. I mean, you know.
I didn't really cry. I mean, it was nice what they did, but I thought being sort of an iconic figure on that, he and Adam even on
so
that show,
better.
It seemed like they would have done something a little bit bigger. And
yeah,
better.
It kind of fell flat.
Some of those memories
were pretty. They could have done a better job of it. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? The only thing I liked of it is when Tapu in the DVD of, you know, the 40th anniversary, and they have Palmer say, you know, I always love Oprah or whatever. I'm like, oh, that is so sweet. And, you know, but you know what? Well, I thought it was weird. Like, you didn't have Zayal going over to Taz because his granduncle just died. That's real flat, too.
Yeah.
I thought that. Wait. Smokey goes, I'm going to be sad when they do the Alice Hotel Memorial. And from what I've heard, it's going to be a couple of days. Event is just not going to be like a one-day thing with Alice. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're funny,
Carl. Oh, well, tell you.
How many think that girl pushed Marty?
I think
psycho chick that's after.
Yes.
Oh, I don't really watch that show.
I think she did it and is blaming it on
Marty
Todd.
Down the stairs.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think. Trying to get Marty's son away from Star.
Wow. She had the goals of such great length.
I think
my
she's
God.
The one who did it and tried to blame it on Todd since Todd's done such terrible
right.
things that nobody's going to suspect her.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. She's psychotic. When she was talking
wow.
to the baby, I was like, okay, this is going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But see, Star's seeing what she's doing.
Well, yeah, and
Potter and a lie today. And who do you think Rex's dad is?
Okay, I think because maybe I wanted, so I mean selfish.
Bo.
I was hoping Bo. I mean, maybe that's wrong, but I was because I love their interaction and I love how they actually like
nope.
look out for each other and. I just find him really cute.
But who could it? Who the? Wow.
Who's the mother?
I don't think she would have.
Okay.
If
they can.
Roxy though.
If they can rewrite history about Bo being David Vickers' father, because I don't think that ever happened.
I don't know. But who is his mom? Who is his mom? I don't even think. I can't remember who.
Oh. Delilah.
A hooker or something?
I thought it was Delilah or someone that had David and, you know, Bo. Yeah, I thought, man, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah. But they do kind of look like each other. I mean, I think it's Bo, too, but I can't see him sleeping with Roxy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Terry, what do you think?
Who, me?
Terry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm, like, falling asleep. I was actually falling asleep. I'm
not okay, Duke. Oh, my God. Okay,
Are we boring you?
Yeah, because I can't get into chat. I can't talk in chat, so I got to, like, just listen, and, you know, and I was listening, and...
Well, join in!
Join in!
I know, but you're talking about shows that I don't like One Life to Live, I don't watch much anymore.
I don't watch One Life to Live
But
Roxy
isn't Rex's mother? I thought she gave birth to Rex.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, and you know when Kobe the Sid out of Todd? That was almost like,
man. Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck?
What did he say before Danny walked in? Did you hear what he said? I didn't hear what he said.
No, I tried. Yeah.
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah, me either. Oh, God. Smokey goes, I don't like Rex, so I really don't care about his parents. Where is Smokey? I love Rex. You know, it goes Bradford, and then it's Rex. So, yeah.
Oh, speaking about Bradford, how's his cousin doing as the new Mikey?
You know what?
He's starting to get better, I think.
I think I'm starting to like him. I'm still
really?
Oh, but I think he can handle this. I think
he's
he's not as psycho as the other Michael.
No, I I tell you, like, it was when they were, you know, when they were testing for the Michael role, it was Drew and this
Rock,
kid.
Not Rex.
You know.
What was that?
Skyler was Roxy's, not Rex. I forgot. Yep, Skyler, yeah. So he doesn't know his mother or father, so he's got to find both.
Oh, wow. Ah, forget it.
Oh, by the way, you guys, I was helping my older sister, my co-host, the other day because someone slammed... she wrote something about the SmackDown, and then this person, Mike, replied, and then Cherry got blocked, and then so I took over, because I did, and when, all Zayt Samus can come back as, Jason only loved it because of Zeke. And I'm like, I go, oh, what else? Name something else. Give me something else beside that line of bullshit that you always say, Zeke Samus. And that's all they can say. And all they can say about that couple is, Sam's hot. And that's why she should be with Jason.
Oh, you know, I was changing the channels today looking for some, and I happened to come along to the scene where Jason and Sam, looked like they were in jail or they were standing in front of some bars or something. I just took one look and I said, I ain't looking at this crap. Mm. And I looked at her, and that girl has more wrinkles than I do. I said, what is with the lines and the bags under her eyes? She looks so bad.
Yeah, she really does. And
well, I'm sorry to tell them, but they think these love scenes are going to be great. I think it's going to be a big flop as usual.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm counting for the date when they break up, because that's going to be the best breakup in daytime history. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. It's going to be one of those, yay, the wish is gone from Jason's life, because, you know, I mean, they... If they break up in July or August, like they have said, their relationship only lasted a year, and you cannot even call it a relationship. And it's funny, all the Zaytsam fans are wanting scared, and now they are timing how many minutes that couple gets. And I'm thinking, if your couple got a moment on screen, isn't that enough for you guys? We had to go through 3 weeks of Jason and Liz not having a scene before we got a scene when they were together. So don't cry to me about you know, your little couple not getting any screen just because the half of the pair cannot act to save a life.
You know, I was reading where Steve made mention of the upcoming emotional scenes they're supposed to be having together, he and Sam. So I think people are fearing the emotional scenes more than the sex, because the sex, I mean, you know, that's what they do, you know, that's what they are made of. That's it for them is the sex. But I think people are afraid of what kind of emotional, because I haven't really seen them be emotional, but then I didn't really look at the show, so I can't really say that. But from what I read, they said when he's with her, there's no emotion, you know.
Exactly.
So now all of a sudden, these emotional scenes are coming up. Whenever.
And they have no emotion whatsoever, those two.
Well.
I mean, I'm sorry, but you know what? If they were so serious about killing Monaco, having that emotional scene, then pay for who to take acting classes.
Yeah.
You know, because yes. Terry, are you still awake?
Yeah, I know I'm here. I'm on Blog Talk. I'm just looking at in the right side of the thing, they have today's picks, top shows, and weekly posts. And Just looking at them. They got Chaka Khan. They got Janet Jackson, Davy Jones, and all that.
Mm.
I'm sleepy though. I'm like really sleepy.
Okay, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be so. Yeah, but I'm gonna be good.
Yeah, I've been staying up late at night. I mean, I've been staying up really late. I think it's catching up to me now.
Yeah, that happens.
So hopefully tonight I could go to bed a little bit earlier, and I have to get up kind of early in the morning to go to an appointment. But
you got another job interview tomorrow.
Knowing me, I'm gonna get like a second wind, and I'm gonna be.
Knowing you, do we want a bit of money by showing men? Because you know.
Yeah, you win hands down.
I know.
Oh gosh.
You know, when you come, we are never going to get any sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to be a walking zombie until I come home. That was so funny when I went to work the other day. That was a couple of weeks ago, however many weeks ago, and one of the kids asked me, "Are you okay? What's wrong? You look funny or something." I'm like, "Why?" She's like,
"Lack of sleep."
I go, why do you think I look funny? You look tired or something. I was.
When the kiddies start noticing stuff like that.
They do. The teenagers today, they got, like, they know things that you probably don't know about yourself. They could sense things, something wrong with you or whatever, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And then I remember one time I was really sick. I had my stomach was killing me because I think I got food poisoning the night before. And one of the kids goes, "Are you okay?"
Because
I didn't look, because I wasn't acting like I normally do, like all chippery and all talking and being funny with them, you know. And they're like, "What's wrong? You look upset or something." I'm like, "Well, my stomach is really killing me." And I left work that day too, like a few minutes later practically.
Food poisoning is not fun.
Yeah, it was like this bug, like sitting on, like you feel it just sitting there, your tummy all day, and it just sits there, and you know you're cramped. Okay, never mind.
All I know is when I thought I was really gonna die last week because how I was feeling and my body was hurting, and I'm like, okay, this is not funny anymore. Whatever I did, I'm sorry for ever doing it, and I swear I will do it again. And I thought, okay, yeah, but you know, it's like you don't want to be down for 24 hours. You guys are going to be very, very surprised. I wasn't even on Twitter though. I mean, I went on Twitter once, like twice, for a whole 40, almost 36-hour period. And Terry knows how addicted I am to Twitter.
Good Lord.
So I'm Bridget.
You're bad. Today while I was waiting for the interview, you were twittering away. Because I got to like 2 hours. I took the day off so I could have time to get out there because it was in Pasadena, and sometimes the traffic could really be bad, and it could take you like an hour and a half or an hour to get out there. And I got there like 2 hours before the interview, so I was like, went to Starbucks and sat in my car until the interview, and then I was talking to Carly on the phone and everything, and it's so funny.
Yes, and I was reading her spoilers, and then she goes, "Oh crap, I gotta go." Well, but at least you found the place and you did not get lost. He said, "Brenda, did you go do the fireman's thing again?"
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, fun was had by all.
Is it already time? Oh, my gosh, what time is it? My day has been weird.
Okay, you know,
because I didn't go to work today, I guess that's what it is, And plus, I didn't sleep very well last night. I went to bed really late. And you know how late I went to bed, Carly, okay? So
I'm not saying a word. You guys, once again, Sully,
Sully. No, it's not. What about the brushing of the teeth?
Oh, yeah.
You keep forgetting to do that. Sorry.
Once again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, once again.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on here.
Yep, she's on here.
How'd that happen?
I see your name on here.
That's crazy. That's, like, really weird. How the heck did that happen?
I have no idea, but it's spooky.
This is, like,
so
really...
you're on there now?
Finally. Hello,
yeah,
hello,
she's,
hello.
Her name's on there now.
Wow, that's
finally.
Weird.
Oh, my gosh. So I could... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Why? Oh, wait.
That's weird. Finally, man.
Are you guys doing anything for Mother's Day for your mom this weekend? Anyone?
I can't.
Well, I won't be doing anything for my mom because my mom is in heaven.
Oh.
But
wow.
I'm going over to my daughter's house. We're going to, you know, cook dinner there. I just.
Well, I have no idea what we are doing because. Like, my brothers and sisters sometimes, they have to trade off going with our family and their in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to start doing what we normally do at the end of the times, our smiley.
What?
Our smiley.
Smiling, man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, here we go with the face.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Oh, my God.
This chicken sandwich at KFC is so stupid.
Oh,
why
have you had it?
That with two pieces of chicken, two pieces of cheese, two slices of cheese, two slices of bacon, and no bread. What kind of shit is that? What kind of sandwich is that? I mean, that's so ridiculous.
A lot of grease.
Whose idea was this? How can you eat chicken, you know,
it was a
man. Without bread. That's awful.
Yeah, that is awful.
Jeez. I said, who in the hell was bright idea was that? They should lose their job. That's the dumbest thing I've seen. That's ridiculous. That is dumb, dumb, dumb. Looking at this basketball game.
Oh, how are your Yankees doing, silly?
Well, my Yankees are playing very well. They've been winning every series, with the exception of one. They won again tonight. They're playing very well.
Oh, well, that's good.
Very well, yeah. So.
Oh, so, Brenda, when you say snow, does it mean it's going to snow like... A lot of snow or just a little snow?
Oh, we've already had a lot of snow last weekend, or this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do they cancel, but they don't have to, like, cancel school because of it, or?
Oh, no, it's warm enough that it melts, but in the mountains it snowed a lot.
Ooh, I bet those mountains look so pretty with the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for
imagine.
Summer, though. I'm tired of the snow.
I know. I can imagine. Wow.
Believe me, I laughed. I'm still laughing.
What? We're like PMing each other on the thing.
What's wrong? Okay, I never said anything was wrong with that. I think it's good.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, say it. Go ahead. What were you going to say? Okay. Rick Springfield is going to be on California... Kitchen, this new show that's kind of like pornography.
You know what? I don't think that show has anything. I don't know if I haven't watched it. I don't know if it's.
What show is this?
Californication. I don't know if anybody's watched it, but
I saw that.
You know, I don't think it has
just the name itself, you know what that's all about.
I wonder if, I don't think it has anything, you know.
To do with sex?
I don't think it's anything compared to Spartacus.
There's nothing better than Spartacus.
I mean,
wow.
Californication has anything compared to that.
Mm. And when is Dexter coming back?
Hey, Carly, did you find out when Dexter comes back?
I will find out the next show, but I believe it was like the end of June that is coming out.
Now he had cancer, but he's okay, right? The actor, what's his name?
Yeah, he plays Dexter. They have both. I saw Spartacus and the other one. Yes, but I will have that for the next show. Yes, so Sully, you know, all of us are sounding tired tonight. What time did you wake up and did you sleep okay last night?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I was up a little early today. You know, like I fell asleep. I guess I had pretty decent hours. I slept maybe 5 hours, you know. I don't know whether it was 5 hours straight, but all together was 5 hours, you know. But I find myself like if I'm not going out that day and if I stay in the house and do stuff, I find myself, you know, feeling dozy, but then I can't really take a nap. Like some people can lay down and take a nap for a couple
mm-hmm.
hours. I can't do that. I'll close my eyes, but then I'll take like what do you call a cat nap, for like a 5-10 minutes, and I'll, you know, it's wild. It's just wild, and I'm out of tea.
Oh, really?
Make my little chamomile tea. I don't have any more tea. I gotta buy some. Gotta buy some more tea.
Well, yeah, and you need popcorn, too.
Ah, you know what? I haven't bought popcorn in a while, and I love popcorn, but it gets stuck in my teeth. I can't take it. It gets stuck in my teeth. But once in a while, I'll treat myself to popcorn. But it's... What are these little creatures? What the hell is...
Okay, Brenda, talk to us, please.
What would you like me to talk to you about?
well, okay, you know what? Okay, I think Wednesday show, since Brenda is co-hosting with me because someone is going to class, and I'm not saying. Okay, I think we should come up with like the 10 best sex scenes on the soaps.
10 best on any soaps or any?
And it doesn't have to be like.
10 best sex scenes.
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to be this decade. It could have been last decade or a decade I wasn't even born on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Right now,
Well, I know that there was...
Aniston and Tammy have a really good, really romantic, sexy scene.
Cool.
You know, well, actually, it's kind of... Well, they had sex when he first came down. He was getting even with Reva, but I don't count that. But they had a really nice little sex scene or romantic...
That's just like Chloe and Phillip. That was a hot...
Chloe and Phillip,
I saw that, but you know what? I don't think it was all of that. I think she and Daniel are hot. They're about the hottest couple on the show. I saw Sheena and Phillip.
It was good revenge sex.
It was all right, but honey, Chloe and Daniel, they are hot together.
Okay, well, for
they
1 second.
They are hot together.
Okay, you guys, thanks for calling in. We are probably going in a little overtime, but call back on Wednesday and let me know your 10 hottest sex scene of any decade. It could even be from the last 2 weeks. Yeah, okay.
I like the sex scene between Sunny and
Brenda
and Brenda in the shower.
Yeah,
that was pretty hot.
Huh?
Yes,
that was.
Hot.
Because usually I don't enjoy Sunny sex scenes. Sunny looks awkward or something. I don't know. Really, he's not into. I don't know. I just never really enjoy. But I think he and Brenda. That was one of the.
Me and Mike, I'm getting tired, so...
Although the first Carly and Sunny, the magic scene was pretty flipping good, too, when they were knocking shit all over the place in the old penthouse. Oh,
yeah. And so was the first Carly and Jason. That's when Jason was whoring around, Now he's back to doing the same stuff.
Although
okay,
Lexi Sun did a pretty good
job, Carrie's leaving us because she's going to go.
Okay, honey.
Okay,
Wednesday. Get a good night's rest.
I know. But you know what? I'm so afraid, knowing myself.
Me knowing you.
I'm going to take a shower, going to probably get a second wind or something.
No. See, you don't do that. You don't take showers wake you up. You take a bath.
A warm bath.
You take a long, hot bath with some bubble soap. Lay there and then get up and get in bed and you'll sleep. But don't take a shower. Shower wakes you up.
It does.
Showers wake you
so
up.
So a good soaking works wonders.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. And Carly,
all right, honey.
At midnight or something or 11.
Okay, yeah, call me at midnight.
All right, bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. You know which I thought was, like, one of the hottest sex scenes ever? Was Victoria and Billy just a couple of weeks ago.
Victoria and Billy. Oh, on Young and the Restless.
Right before the explosion.
Yeah. I'm like...
It's okay. Now, I'm going to tell you one of the hottest sex scenes I've seen on ABC soaps was... Oh, what's that guy? He and... What's his name? Is his name Chris?
I think.
You know,
I think so.
Christian.
Oh, Christian and Layla.
Oh my gosh. Was that the one where she took off her panty? I mean, that was one of the hottest sex scenes I'd seen on daytime. I said, wow. I said, who was it? Was it, I think it was Layla's sister. I don't think it was with Layla. I think it was with Layla's sister. But that was one of the hottest sex scenes I've seen on daytime. It was hot, man. It was really, really hot.
Well, and, yeah, that was an, What was I gonna? Oh, that's what I was gonna ask. Maybe Susie knows, but Bridget, was Josh Taylor on Days of Our Life before he played Roman? Because I could swear, but I have been wrong before, but I thought he played someone like in the 80s or.
He might have been, but gosh, that's so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember him from Days, but it
mm-hmm.
could have been.
Who's that, Carly?
Roman?
A woman who now played by Josh Taylor, I would be good.
I know he's the original Roman, but I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, and you want to hear something really weird? I was taping Dates today on SoapNet, and guess who is still in the information guide on Days of Our Life? Andy DeHall.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought that, you know, I just thought that was a very interesting, thing. You know, when I saw that, I'm like, well, they fire her, but she's stealing the information, guys. That's kind of funny. So tomorrow night we have American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, and then we have Wednesday
V
night we
on,
have...
V is on tomorrow night. I have to watch V. Now, V is good. V is good. I turned
and then,
my sister on to V.
Yep. I got to watch my in-plane sight.
Huh?
I got to watch my in-plane sight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you know,
good.
They say that's supposed to be very good.
I think her and her partner should hook up. I think they are perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Who's in that, Bridget?
Oh, I can't remember her name. Oh, gosh. But it is so good. I love it.
I hear very positive things about that show. I haven't watched it. It's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
I think her and her partner should hook up because they are so much alike, and I think they'd be good together.
Well, yeah.
It's sad when the fans, you know, try to put people together and the writers don't. You know, we see that the people should be together, you know, because you know, but they have a different outlook.
No, they just all stupid.
And what the hell do the fans know? We don't know shit. We don't know.
But yeah, I just, you know, I've heard that it's supposed to be like one of the really good shows on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. My girlfriend was telling me, she said it's very good. I said, but I didn't watch it. I should, but I don't. I haven't.
I guess, they're going to have more TV shows coming, what is it called? But more TV shows coming on Lifetime for in the summertime.
I like Lifetime. They do have some really good
shows. Yeah, they do.
They have some
many
they have
movies.
Good shows. I'm a Lifetime junkie.
Oh,
I've
my
seen
gosh.
Practically everything they've had on Lifetime. Now, there's different. They have Lifetime, then they have Lifetime Movie Network.
Yeah, you know, okay.
But it's basically the same stuff you've seen on Lifetime, you know. That's just to make your bill higher. You have to pay for more stuff. But Lifetime is always good. When there's nothing else on,
exactly.
All else fails, it's Lifetime.
And, you know, I like on the weekend when I know I should be watching my shows, but I see a Lifetime movie on, I have to go watch the thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing about Lifetime, they have a lot of stories that are true. You know, after, you know, like really...
Yeah, real life stories.
Real life stories, which is really interesting, you know. So I like that.
I love it when they do Nora Roberts books. They do a really good job.
Yeah. Didn't they just finish doing a couple of her books? Or was that Nora Roberts? I know it was a female writer.
Yeah, I know that they did.
Maybe
like,
it wasn't...
The latest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I love it when they do her stuff because
it's
very close to the book, if not right on.
Right.
And you know who I'm enjoying, too, is Nicholas Sparks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I love his books, too. I also love Nicholas Evans' books, too.
I've never heard.
You've never read any of the... Oh, you've got to read his books.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're very addicting.
Isn't there a site where you can go, you can read books online? I think you may have to pay for them, but, you know, instead of buying the books, you can read them online.
Huh.
That's what my sister was saying. In fact, she's actually reading some book. She says some website, I think her husband turned her on to it.
Huh.
And you can go and you can read books.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and plus that, you can make the print as large as you need it to be, you know. So I said, wow, that sounds cool. I said, look, I don't know why not. I mean, now I get to read, I've been reading so much fanfic, boy, so it's coming out of my ears. I read fanfic every day. Every day.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I mean, if you like it, I mean. Okay, Brenda, the show you were talking about is called In Plain Sight, right?
Yes. It's on USA.
It's on USA. Okay, hold
yes.
on.
Yes, and it's on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock my time.
Okay, I'm looking for. But you guys, I hope that you're going to be able to fix the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, seeing that picture made me feel really,
yeah.
really sad. I mean,
they're going to have to do a lot of work.
Don't worry, they're going to do it. I mean, that's
yeah.
like the Empire State
like
Building or
it's a
you
historical,
know, Radio
it's
City
a,
Music
yep.
Hall. Oh yeah, definitely they'll fix it. Don't worry. They'll
it's a historical
it.
Monument, so they
it
will.
Is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Because I have been like Ben everywhere. Is Nashville and New Orleans, that's not like, is that far away from each other? Or, nah, does anyone know?
I'm not really good with geography, but we're talking Nashville, Tennessee, and
New
Orleans.
I just hope it's not close together just because I don't think, you know, they should, you know, be hit again like, you know, they were, like Katrina was. I mean, I just feel, because when I saw those pictures, I'm like, that's not good.
It's terrible because, I tell you, Katrina really did a number. Really didn't. I mean,
some
people are still displaced, and there's there's still crap that's still going on. It's happened when 2 years ago.
No, 4 years ago. I mean,
if it hasn't been 4 years ago.
Yeah, because my little nephew, my sister-in-law was pregnant, when we went to the beach club one time with the little guy. So yeah. Oh, but her name is Mary Shannon, the lady. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Sam. But no, I mean, I think that show is really good, and I am so addicted to Criminal Intent, and I know it comes, you know, it's on right now on USA. I know I could wait until the summer, but I'm like TiVoing all it on the USA Network only because when you have, you know, so many shows, you can record that one like at all hours of the night. Oh, and Friday Night Lights is returning this Friday on NBC. Friday Night Lights. I really like that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that one.
Yeah, I don't think Nashville's close to New Orleans at all.
I just feel so sorry for, like, you know, all of them going through that. And then, you know, in a way you feel guilty, like, nothing like that has happened here, and they're like, you know, kind of, oh my gosh, it's always back there. Then it gets hit. Then they say Florida is where sometimes you get either tornadoes or hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Yeah,
well, we get both, really. I mean, but like I said, I've been here since 2006, and I haven't experienced one yet. I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but...
Where do you go?
Hello?
I've heard of people doing, like, hurricanes and... between hurricanes and twisters... They go in their bathtub, and that's, like, one of the safest... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, they cut Shirley off.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's going to be swearing like a...
Oh.
She's going to be swearing
poor
like...
Shirley. Oh, poor Shirley.
Oh, you know what? It gives us a moment on... Oh, my God. Well, it gives us a moment because what I've been hearing, see, Sam is coming. I mean, you know, going to be over.
Yeah, I wish they'd get it done now. This is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and today, I mean, because I never watch this show live. I just usually watch it on the weekend, but I caught a couple of minutes. And I love the Carly and Lulu friendship slash cousin thing. And that just broke my heart. Maybe she should have told Carly what was going on. And, you know, but then I understand Carly's take on the whole thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, they got to realize they brought this, put this all in motion, though. They should have had Michael confess and let it play out instead of all this crap we got to deal with now with Jason wanting to go to prison with Michael and all
this
shit.
Oh, and you know
shit.
What, but
instead
I
all
heard...
It's going to all be a bunch of bullshit is what it's
Well, I heard this great rumor that something Sam does gets the whole town mad at her.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm like, please let that woman be true. Please let that woman be true.
Yeah. She needs to move on. She's nothing but a waste of time on that show.
Mm-hmm.
She only comes on for 2 minutes. That's it.
Yeah. You know, and...
And when she's on, it's like, what the fuck is... Why the hell is she even on in the first place?
Well, yeah, I have a problem with people saying, oh, Elizabeth had that affair on Lucky. When Nicholas, it wasn't a fail. It was, you know, because a fail would be if you were married or in a really committed relationship. And Lucky and Liz were not really in a committed relationship. I mean,
she should have never accepted the proposal anyway.
Today, have you seen today's?
Yeah.
You know, when Lucky pulled that gun out of Jason, you know what I said?
Mm-hmm.
The bonding has stopped.
Yeah, the romance is over.
You know, with the romance should have been over, when Jonathan...
Well, it should have never started.
Yeah,
that makes them look stupid. I mean...
And you know what? I got in this fight with someone on Twitter when they said, Jason gave up his rights. She's like, he never did that.
No.
He never gave up physical things.
No.
You know, and Lucky will never adopt the kids.
Oh, no.
So, Army Rice is getting so good. And
yeah. Well, what's her name? Oh, gosh.
The red-haired one?
No, well, she's poor girl. I feel so bad for her.
Me too.
I mean, she went to the lawyer about a divorce, and she's going to have to give up all her rights to the base and everything. She's got to move away. She loses all, she can't live on base anymore if she gets a divorce. and he would get 6 months out of the year with the kids, and she would get 6 months out of the year with the kids. I mean, it was just sad. Oh, I felt so bad for her.
You know what? I'm hoping maybe Denise or Claudia Joy might be able to step in.
Oh, Claudia Joy's going back into law.
Really?
Yeah, after she took her daughter to the college to look, she met up with her friend, and they had a really good talk, and she pulled out all of her law books and stuff. So I think she wants to go back into law.
Yeah, I don't think her husband is going to have a problem with it.
Oh, no, he already told her, as long as she wasn't overdoing herself with her other stuff that she's doing, he was all for her.
Because, you know, that other one, Denise's husband wasn't as supportive when she went, you know, into nursing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, but that show is really, really good. And,
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see that, you know, that psychology guy, you know, they have a strong bond with the ladies. I would love to see his wife more incorporated with the, you know, with the wives a little bit.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to go there because she's all soldier. That's why.
Oh, that's why.
So he's basically an army husband. So that's why he's with the girls because
I absolutely love that because he does look out for them and, you know.
They all look out for each other.
Mm-hmm. But, you're right about the life that I've got. Now going to be so sad about Alice. Because that's what I was going to tell everyone, but I forgot. In the Soap Opera Weekly, for May previews, it says Alice Hochin's health will be go from good to worse.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. And then when I heard about the Azerbaijan presenting law, I never watched the Azerbaijan drama. I'm like, oh my God, that's 3 daytime legends in the past 2 months.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, wow. Steve Burton did respond about Francis Reed's passing because he was also on Days of Our Life.
Yep.
And did you know Becky was?
Yeah, for a brief time,
But they went on at the same time.
No.
Okay. That would be cool. So, you still on farm duty or what?
Oh, yeah. Starting to get ready for summer.
Because I thought you would take, like, a month off of, like, a break from the farm and...
Oh, no. It's a full-time job.
Well, you know, I just
remember... I take time off here and there, but, yeah.
I just remember... When we did the hay every year, we went down to help my grandparents every year, and then we put the corn in, and, you know, we always had to do that, we couldn't do the corn early or late. It just had to be, like, at the exact good moment.
Yeah.
So, alrighty, but, Wednesday, you and I, we might be on fire with something's in a hospital does because... I don't know if I'm going to like the new Morgan. I mean, that Morgan's so cute and, you know.
Yeah, this one's a lot tall. He looks a lot taller. And he's a little chunkier than this other Morgan.
And you know what I thought was, really funny? They gave Morgan the type of hair that Sunny has.
Yep.
I was thinking about that because I think they changed the little boy that played Zeke, but it's still the blonde hair, blue-eyed combination.
Yep.
I remember how the Ed was going to die.
Oh, I heard he's supposed to get Alzheimer's or something.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Okay. That would be sad,
too. But that's what a spoiler said, that he was supposed to get... Alzheimer's or some medical thing that, yeah. But I don't know.
You know, so yeah.
I don't blame him if he's ready to retire. Gosh, he's been on there forever.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember he was on
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, no disrespect, but I didn't buy him as Mickey.
Yeah.
Only because Frances Reed and him were close to the same age.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so it's like, that is weird. So, yeah. But I'm hoping this Young and the Restless thing gets over.
I know. Well, Phyllis tomorrow finally realizes that the Lauren that was after her isn't Lauren.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know,
yeah.
Because...
Jack tells Patty tomorrow that he wants to be on the list to see Emily.
Oh.
Yes.
Because I like the Phyllis and Michael relationship. I mean, you know, I love that Phyllis and Michael relationship, and then I like the Jason and Carly relationship.
And then, yeah, I don't know if Daisy tried to sleep with Daniel. She drugged him.
That's right. Okay, I was trying
to. He thought it was, what's her butt? Yeah,
Amber.
I don't know if they slept together or not, because I didn't get to see that part. But yeah.
Well, yeah, and...
Because Daniel was supposed to go to Phyllis with dinner.
That's right!
And Sue told her to go over and stall him so Sue could kill Phyllis.
But why? Why kill Phyllis? That's one thing I'm
because that's Patty. Patty didn't want Phyllis near Jack.
Oh, my God.
Phyllis was telling Jack to leave Patty.
Oh my gosh.
Confiding to Phyllis about it. How she has changed since they got married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why.
Yeah, see, I like the full.
Patty was supposed to kill Michael.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, you know, I like the Phyllis, Michael, Lauren. And Lauren and Nick kind of bond, and, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, it makes it never help Nick in jail. I mean, they always got Victor there. Why did Nick have, you know, that's just crazy. So, all right, talk to you on Wednesday.
Okie dokie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.